Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not... This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the roots on fire. We'll be with you for the next hour. We'll be with you again on Monday, and then on Tuesday, and then on Wednesday, and I will finally take a couple days off on Thursday and Friday. Thursday, Thanksgiving, we'll run a Best of Wayne. Friday, we'll run a Best of Wayne, Best of War. And so we'll be with you this hour and then the next 3 days. But I want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving anyway, even just in case some of you check out before because you're going on holiday or vacation or just not going to work for a couple days. Or maybe you just won't hear me for the next 3 days because you're running around and you're shopping and you're not in your car, you're not listening. I just want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving and a happy holiday. And I'm getting excited. Christmas, my favorite time of year. Thanksgiving, my second favorite. And the reason I love Thanksgiving, I don't even like turkey, by the way. I never eat turkey on Thanksgiving. I couldn't care less. I can't eat gluten, so I can't eat stuffing. So you'd think I wouldn't even like Thanksgiving, but it's a day of football, and I love that, day of NFL football. And I love a prime rib on Thanksgiving, and I make all the things with the prime rib that I like. I make sure that Sydney makes them, and I get some great food on Thanksgiving. So all the way around, I see my family. I love Thanksgiving, but really it's because it's the gateway to Christmas, and I am the Jew who loves Christmas. I always have been. I love Christmas. Right now at this moment, Cindy is busy decorating her house. She just put up a reindeer that looks so lifelike. I can't believe my dogs aren't going to lose their minds. I can't believe Bubba is not going to try to attack the reindeer because it looks so lifelike. But we have a reindeer in the middle of our hallway and the front entrance to the house. Inside the house is a reindeer with Christmas gear on it. And I just can't believe Bubba's going to accept that. We'll see. He is going to go nuts because it looks like a wild wolf of some kind in the middle of my house with the hair on it and everything. So we're getting ready for Christmas. There's going to be a lot of trees. Matter of fact, on my Lindell TV show, my Real America's Voice show, we just went out and bought a Christmas tree, a wreath, and all kinds of lights to hang on the big dresser behind me. So when the TV screen goes on, TV camera goes on, you're all going to see lots of Christmas decorations starting hopefully next week, you know, or maybe the week after Thanksgiving. I'm not sure if I can get them up for Thanksgiving, but the week after that, we'll have them up for the first week of December. So we really love Christmas around this household, and I've enjoyed Christmas my whole life, and wish you all a happy holiday, a happy Thanksgiving, and a Merry Christmas, and take care of your family. Thank God we're done with those days with all the liberal wackos and the liberal nut jobs and the liberal control freaks who tried to tell you couldn't go to Thanksgiving, you couldn't go to Christmas, families couldn't get together. If you did get together, you had to wear a mask indoors. These people are all insane, truly insane. And they asked you if you were vaccinated or not. They wouldn't get together with you because you weren't vaccinated. There's something so mentally ill about liberals and what they did to us, and you cannot forgive them, nor can you forget, and we've got to punish them. We've got to find a way to make them pay for the horrible things they did to families. Think about people who died in the last 2 years during this COVID mess, alone in a nursing home or alone in some sort of senior facility because no one was allowed to visit them. My God, we've got to get revenge on all these horrible people. Anyone who says we should forget about it and just move on, and it was meant in the best of ways. No, it wasn't. You're all sick people. I knew from day one how wrong all the rules were. I knew no one needed a mask. I knew no one needed a vaccine. I knew no one needed to lock down. It's the flu. People get sick. It's part of life. this flu was no different than any other flu. Lots of people died. Well, lots of people have died from the flu in general. If you were old, I said from day one in my Las Vegas Review Journal column, if you were old, if you are sick, if you have a damaged immune system, you should be very careful. Maybe you should stay home. But everybody relatively young, 60 and under, who works for a living, has to be allowed to be out and about. Everyone has to be allowed to make their own decision. And automatically, if you're young enough, if you're under 60, you automatically have to go to work, have to still go to the gym, have to walk in the park, have to play with your dogs, have to stay with your children. Your children need to go to school. Nothing should have ever changed. So don't tell me to forgive. I knew everything from day one. I was right about everything. None of this ever needed to be done. Countries like Sweden listened to me, and they did it my way, and no, much better off. Much lower death rates. Much lower hospitalization rates. States that did it right, like Florida and South Dakota, and states that opened much quicker, Georgia and Arizona, did much better than states that were locked down and masked. And, man, I'm not forgiving anybody. What liberals did to people is disgusting. I just thank God I never listened to any of it. And because I lived in Nevada, which had many rules, but wasn't anything like New York or California or say, Michigan or Illinois, in Nevada, you know, they said, don't do this, don't do that. And I said, screw you. And I did whatever I wanted to do, and not one person ever stopped me. You know, don't go on the road. I got right on my car, went on the road. Don't go to a meeting. I went to meetings. Have to wear a mask. Never wore a mask. They didn't do anything to me. The store said you have to wear a mask to walk in. There was a guard at the door. So I wore a mask when I walked in the door. The minute I walked past the guard, I took the mask off. The casino said you had to wear a mask. I walked in with a mask on. The minute I got by the door, I took the mask off. Nobody ever said another word to me. You have to wear a mask to walk in the restaurant. Okay, no problem. I'll wear a mask for about 5 feet. As I get within sight of my table, I immediately take it off. Not even, I haven't even gotten to the table yet. I take it off, and then I sit down with no mask on. I eat for 2 hours with no mask on, and then I get up and leave the restaurant with no mask on. And you might go, oh, wow, no mask on as you're walking out of a restaurant. What if they kick you out? I'm on the way out already. Who cares if they kick me out? What are they going to do to me? It's ridiculous. The whole thing was ridiculous from day one. Always ridiculous. None of it made any sense. You know, as I just said, if you weren't with me in the last hour on Lindell TV and USA Radio, I got really sick last night. Only the second time I've been sick in 25 years. I had a bad flu last night. In the last hour of Lindell, I was coughing and coughing and coughing, and there was so much crap in my chest, that's why I was coughing. And when I coughed it up, it was a greenish-yellow, which means infection, which means I have a bad flu and a bad infection in my lungs. And then as soon as the show was over, I almost collapsed, and I was coughing uncontrollably, and I had a fever and chills. And so we canceled our dinner reservation, and I stayed home, and I took a mega dose of ivermectin and a mega dose of vitamin C, vitamin D, quercetin, and zinc, and I drank practically an entire bottle of structured silver from Amio Life, which is one of the sponsors of the show, and the result was I'm fine. I woke up, I wasn't sick anymore. Whatever I had could have lasted days, it could have lasted weeks. I went on, what's that thing called? Our Neighborhood, I think it's called, that app where people talk about things going on in their neighborhood. And I had nothing to do last night because we'd canceled dinner and I'm sitting around, I'm sick, and I'm looking at the app. And there's all these people talking about getting this terrible flu that gets in their lungs and they cough up green, yellow stuff and they can't stop coughing and it lasts 3 weeks and everybody takes 3 weeks to get better. And I beat it in a night. Not even a day, not even 24 hours. You know, I started getting sick in the 5 o'clock hour. No, excuse me, in the 4 o'clock hour, West Coast time. And by the time I went to bed, it was 50% better because I'd taken so much ivermectin. And I woke up and it was gone. And I feel fantastic right now. And you heard me do an entire, you know, hour show just now without coughing. Earlier in the day, I did a 3-hour taping of my Real America's Voice TV show that'll air tomorrow. I never coughed. I don't have a cough anymore. It's gone. I don't have anything in my chest. It's gone. I don't have a fever anymore. It's gone. This is a miracle. And so, again, I don't recommend to anybody. I'm not a doctor. I don't prescribe. I don't recommend. I don't claim it beats COVID. I don't know what I had. I don't know what it beat. I just know I was very, very sick, and I told you what I did, and you take it from there. Okay? That's it. But just remember, always remember, the same people that locked you down and tried to ruin your life, the same people who, when people died alone in a nursing home, their own kids couldn't see them, their own grandkids couldn't see them, the same people that made you suffocate in a mask, and the same people that made you get vaccinated or you'd lose your job, and so your life is now in danger, or you might already have myocarditis, you might have already had a heart attack or a stroke, those same people are the ones who said, ivermectin doesn't work. You can't take ivermectin. Hydroxychloroquine doesn't work. We got to ban it. You can't take it. And, of course, I get my hands on it. I take it, and it kills it instantly. I'm on the record that a year ago, last November, I had COVID. I tested positive twice for COVID, and I took ivermectin, and it went away in 48 hours. And it only went away in 48 hours because I only took the ivermectin on day two. This time, I knew how sick I was getting. I could feel it. I would have been off the air for a week. Because you can't be on the air if you're coughing, right? So I took the ivermectin. I didn't have it in the house a year ago. It took me a day to get a prescription and get it delivered. This time I had it with me. So I took it within an hour of starting coughing and fever. And the next day it's gone. Miracle. Fantastic. Thank you, ivermectin. Beautiful. God bless ivermectin. God bless vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, and quercetin. Mega doses. God bless my structured silver that I take. Alright, so I just wanted you all to know about it. Again, I'm not recommending anything. Again, I'm not prescribing anything. Again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a medical professional. I'm not a scientist. I'm just a smart guy with common sense who's figured out some ways to stay healthy. And if I do get sick, to quickly get over it. And it's just my own personal experience. That's all I'm telling you about. I'm not recommending it for anybody else. The rest of the show will be talking about U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland speaking of insanity, speaking of mentally ill and obsessed people who want to boil bunny rabbits like Glenn Close. United States Attorney General Merrick Garland appoints a special counsel to investigate whether criminal charges should be filed against Trump for things that any president in history has done, and no one's ever said a word before, including Obama has done it times a million. He took classified documents. Supposedly, Obama took millions of classified documents for his library, and he's never given it back, and no one says a word to him. This is insanity, and this is mental illness.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you a conservative warrior?
A Christian patriot?
Do you love America?
It's time to teach a lesson to corporate America.
If companies go woke, teach them they will go broke.
I'm so excited to tell you about an online store run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household products you're already buying, manufactured by a uniquely all-American company with their own patented and proprietary formulations at a much better price. Cindy and I love shopping here. GreatPatriotStore.com. Plus, you'll save time and money on gas, not having to drive to the store. You buy direct and your order is shipped to your doorstep. Go now to GreatPatriotStore.com. Leave your information, and one of my friends will contact you with all the details on how you and your family can support this conservative cause and get better, healthier, greener, made-in-America products delivered to your front door. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow.
Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers.
Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save 90 $20 on a pair of my slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last. So order now. Log on to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Lister Specials and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Lister Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer. Or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The root's on fire. Welcome back to the show. All right. That's Chris's nod to me taking the horse supplement, ivermectin, which isn't a horse supplement. That was the lie told by the media, the liberal media and the liberal politicians, so all of you would die instead of taking the right drugs. Not only do they want you to die, Republicans want other Republicans to lose. Do you know what the big news story is out right now? Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell both got money from FTX, that cryptocurrency company that was laundering money in Ukraine and sending it back to Democrat candidates in the United States. But millions went to Kevin McCarthy to defeat MAGA candidates for Congress so he would win the speakership, because MAGA candidates like Wayne Root would have voted against him. I want to throw his ass out. He's a piece of garbage, McCarthy. McConnell's a piece of garbage. They're Mick losers. And so he tried to defeat, he didn't try to, he did use dirty money, fraudulent money, to defeat MAGA candidates. So no wonder when they say, oh, there's no red wave, and oh, Trump's candidates lost. They aimed the money at Trump's candidates. The Republicans did. The Republican establishment did, just as much as the Democrat establishment. You want to bet the Democrats, let's just say there's a pie, and the pie's got, you know, let's just say for argument's sake, $1 million in it, just to make it a very even, simple number. You don't think Democrats spent 900,000 of the million aimed at specific Republican candidates? Adam Laxalt, Dr. Oz, Carrie Lake. They used it to defeat MAGA candidates. Then they said, oh, see, Trump's no good. Trump's a loser. No one likes Trump. The whole thing is an absolute travesty. Our entire country, and I've said this again and again and again, it's all bought and paid for by China and big corporations and the World Economic Forum. They're all dirty. They're all dirty. A few minutes ago, I told you about how I drank a whole bottle of my AmioLife structured silver solution last night, and I woke up and I wasn't sick anymore, and I give the credit to all of it. Ivermectin helped, Amio helped, silver solution helped, vitamin C helped, vitamin D, vitamin zinc, vitamin quercetin. You never know which is the right one or if it's all of it in combination and synergy. But I will say that AmioLife is one of my favorite companies. They fight for the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, their natural silver mouthwash, their silver gel on my face each night before bedtime, and I suck on their silver lozenges all throughout my show. It is the good folks at AmioLife who realize how bad inflation is that are going to give you the offer of the year, the deal of the year. They're offering my listeners only a special 50% discount on their entire product selection. 50% discount. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone no matter what with AmioLife. Go to AmioLife.com, AmioLife.com. Put in the code ROOT50 to get 50% off AmioLife.com or give them a call at 800-422-8148, 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, 800-422-8148, ROOT50 or AmioLife.com, ROOT50. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. So breaking news earlier today was the U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland, who's one of the most disgusting human beings that has ever been in high office in the United States. He has appointed a special counsel to investigate whether criminal charges should be filed against Trump. Here's a guy that thought he was entitled to be a Supreme Court nominee. Or I should say a Supreme Court judge, not a nominee. He was Supreme Court nominee, but he didn't win. He did not make it to the Supreme Court, but he wanted to be a Supreme Court judge. And he thought that was his dream in life. I guess it was his dream in life. And it got taken away from him by Mitch McConnell and President Trump. When Trump was elected, then he picked his own personal hand choice, Republican conservative, for the Supreme Court, and Merrick Garland never got it. So he stewed for 4 years until Biden won, then they named him Attorney General. And now he's like Glenn Close boiling a rabbit in that movie. What was that movie called, Chris? Fatal Attraction. He is like an obsessed Fatal Attraction Glenn Close stalker who wants to burn rabbits, bunny rabbits, in boiling water to scare everyone around him. He's a crazy man. And now he's appointing a special counsel against Trump. Trump already went through that once before, except when he was president of the United States. I'm guessing the government paid the $30 million bill to defend himself. Now he's going to have a new $30 million bill. It never ends. And it just is just like my commentary to start hour number two. I hope you were here to hear it on Lindell TV and USA Radio, because my commentary is about all the reasons we all need to support Trump now and forever. This guy has given his life for us, his soul for us. He has sacrificed everything for us. He could be on a yacht in the Mediterranean with Melania. He does not need to be president of the United States to save the country. He is a great man. What he did for us in the U.S. economy and how much money he made all of us, how many great jobs we all had because of him. If you don't stick with Trump, then you have bought into the lies, the propaganda, and the gaslighting of the liberal media.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now! USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A political stunt. That's what former President Donald Trump is calling Attorney General Merrick Garland appointing a special counsel to determine whether criminal charges should be filed against the former president. The move by Garland is being made in regards to various Justice Department probes against Trump. Meeting with business and labor leaders on Friday, President Biden shares his goals for their discussion on the economy.
Building this progress is not just acting, but it's listening. That's why I'm here today to open to good ideas to continue bringing inflation down and continue creating an economy that works for everyone.
He says he's looking forward to hearing how he can improve going forward. Republicans argue that if Democrats pass more high spending policies, inflation will spike again. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting it.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We'll be right back.
Root, the Root, the Root's on fire comes to you from the house that Root built in Las Vegas, Nevada. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Trump MSA. Nobody knows about this. Do you realize that the date that you have to get this done is December 7th. So you have less than a month now. Trump said that we're going to replace Obamacare with tax credits and enlarged HSAs. And this is the only radio host is me that is supporting President Trump's MSA in Medicare. Governor DeSantis and the Freedom Caucus stopped Obamacare's repeal in 2017. DeSantis does not support Trump's MSA in Medicare. Medicare.gov isn't reporting that Medicare HMOs pay nothing out of network. Trump MSA seniors can use the hospitals and doctors of their choice. It's the law. This is what Trump did for you. Plus, Trump MSA couples get up to $6,000 deposited from the government in their MSA accounts at the bank on January 1st. You join now and you get $6,000 from the government. Many thousands more will save thousands of dollars because they have no need for Medicare supplements anymore. So pray that Herschel Walker and Joel Osteen and John Hagee inform seniors to take the Medicare money by December 7th, up to $6,000 per couple at TrumpMSA.com. Brought to you by Griner Insurance. It's time for your MSA. This is anywhere in the United States. Go to TrumpMSA.com. If you're already on Medicare or you're about to get on Medicare, you're about to sign up for Medicare, you just started Medicare, TrumpMSA.com. That's TrumpMSA.com. All right, we got a great guest here, and normally I'd say a local guest, because this show, of course, is on 670 AM, my flagship station in Las Vegas. But I want the whole nation to hear about some of the shenanigans that went on in Nevada, and one of the guys who's fighting for us in Nevada, the hardest, is the chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. For many, many years, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Michael McDonald, you are the longest-serving chairman of any Republican state chairman in the United States of America. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Yes, I am.
is that like in history? Has there never been a longer serving state chairman ever in history?
I don't know. Ron is looking that up. Our chairwoman nationally, she thinks it is. I know right now I am in Nevada. In Nevada's history, I'm the longest serving chairman. So it's been crazy. It's been
all right. Very ride. Cool.
I've been
very cool title.
Helped me out. You guided me. I mean, you and I go back before I was chairman. And, you know, the advice, you always look to your friends when you have a position like this, and I can't thank you enough for always being there.
Well, let's talk about your reaction to the Nevada election results. There's a lot of controversy because we had some backstabbing, traitorous Republicans who came out and acted like, you know, we should listen to them. In particular, I'm talking about Amy Tarkanian, who tried to defeat our own candidates and actually did a pretty good job because she went up against some people that lost, some great people. Sigal Chadha comes to mind instantly. Michelle Fiore comes to mind instantly. And she might have had an effect on demoralizing some Republicans, and maybe just enough that we lost United States Senator Adam Laxalt, which means we lost the whole United States Senate. And I'm sure she's very proud of all of that. I'm disgusted by all of it, and I want to get your reaction, first of all, to everything that went on in the Nevada election, and second of all, to some of the comments of Amy Tarkanian and other Republicans who backstabbed their fellow Republicans.
Well, you know, first of all, I mean, you know, thank you for having me on. We were on the election night. What was sad to say is everything you predicted happened. I think we looked at it. You said, you know, you think Lombardo's going to win. You think Adams in a tough fight. But you suspected there was going to be some shenanigans, and you were spot on. You know, the issue has to be dealt with right now. You know, the elephant in the room was when we had other Republicans come out and actually not just talk about or vote for Democrats. They actually came out, fundraised, and did commercials for them. So, you know, the legitimacy of how much votes that took away, I don't think they're that big of a following, but you just don't know. Because our candidates were outspent two and three times more, outspent four times more, when they were going to this election. And it's disgusting that so many Republicans want to be involved, want to help, but this Democrat national money is coming in and just swamping Nevada. Now listen, there is a shining spot, and, you know, this was kind of one of the things you predicted. We took back the governor's mansion, lieutenant governor, and the comptroller. So when you look at that, we're the only state in the nation that took back a governor's mansion that flipped it from blue to red. It's the first time it's happened, I think, in 40 or 50 years that we were able to do that. So there's a lot to be built on. Plus, the guy that, I mean, I worked with the guy that's been arguing the governor and the lieutenant governor, same thing. So we have great camaraderie, and we can build around it. You know, Wayne, we haven't had something to build around probably since Kenny Gwynn that has had a
long time,
That had a governor that would help raise money, rebuild the party. And I traveled this extent with the state from Joe Lombardo and Sarah Anthony. Every tip, we were everywhere. Joe was all over the state because he wanted to hear from all the people. And, you know, I had the privilege to be there with him. To watch what took place there was great. And we would have had it. He could have pulled all the other people across the finish line. We had great candidates down in southern Nevada. And when you look at what took place there, when you had a former chairwoman, she was only chairman for, I don't know, 5 or 6, 7 months, whatever it was. When you look at what happened there, she had the worst caucus in America when she was in charge of it. So anytime she had power, it was all about her. And we saw the same thing happen with Danny Sarkanian. He went up, took on Mark Amadei. Mark Amadei now is going to be a leader, a chair in the new administration of Congress. But you start to see that it's all about them. It's not about the party. It's not about the team. And for her to come out and do this, and the rest of these idiots that decided to join her, they're not Republican, Wayne. I mean, how many times, for the thousands of people that volunteered across the state, thousands on all the campaigns, put in hours, put in money, and we're backstabbed by our own people?
Well, you know, let me throw in my 2 cents. So first of all, you know, it's a free world. If you want to not endorse a Republican, I mean, I'm against that. Look, I'm someone who, it doesn't matter how I feel about a candidate, up and down the ticket, I fought for every single Republican. I do that every day. I've done that my entire life. Even if I supported someone different in the primary, even if I actually dislike the final Republican primary winner, I fight for whoever wins in the primary. I've never, ever done anything but that, Michael. But if you want to, you have a right to say, okay, I'll sit home, I'll vote for these three, I won't vote for these three. But what you don't have a right to do is actively campaign and fundraise and create TV commercials against those three. When you think about what the Democrat Party stands for, you know, if Amy Tarkanian is very proud today, I would just ask her how she feels about a party that believes in, you know, the United States military should be about transgender ideology. Your kids in school should be about critical race thinking. America's evil, all white people are evil. Your kids should go to school and Johnny should become Janie, and they should be counseled that Janie should become Johnny. I wonder how she feels about open borders and 5.5 million people coming across the border. I wonder how she feels about green energy destroying our inflation, you know, grocery bills, gas bills, electric bills. I wonder how she feels about the withdrawal from Afghanistan, where we left $85 billion in equipment on the ground and made the Taliban one of the strongest armies in the world. You know, the Democrat Party stands for the destruction and radicalization of America and the end of capitalism and the end of everything that I love, American exceptionalism, Judeo-Christian values, police, military, everything I love, they want to destroy. She took their side, and she thinks that's no big deal. I think it's a very big deal, and it's very telling about the character of the person who did it.
It's very telling about the character. It's her and Danny Tarkanian did the same thing. You know, they're up there openly campaigning against Republicans. But you know what is very telling, is, and you've been the tip of the spear on this, but also to point out, the minute that Donald Trump declared he's going to run for office, the people that she backed immediately did a fundraiser denouncing the president and the Republicans, how bad they are, how awful they are.
Of course.
So she's standing on their side. And that's
right.
The problem. Look, I tell you right now, as long as I'm chairman and the Central Committee, they've been kicked out of the Central Committee in Douglas. They've been kicked out of the Central Committee in Washoe, Clark, and other counties. They're not welcome because we don't need traitors inside the Republican Party. So many people work so hard. All the hours you put in promoting our candidates over time and time again, how many appearances you talk about getting everybody involved, that's the one thing you look at. Is it's so selfish, and that's all they care about is themselves. That's all they care about is how much TV time can I get? How many Twitter followers do I have? Look at my Facebook. Look how cute I am. It's not about that. It's about the team. It's about the brand. And the one people that protect the brand, you, me, and the rest of the people in Nevada that actually put in the hours and work for candidates.
And by the way, Mike, and tell the truth, even if it might hurt your career, it might hurt my career, but I know the 2020 election was stolen, and I believe the 2022 election, it will come out as stolen as well. What I mean by that is we won the House, but we were supposed to win 50, 60 seats. This is what nobody wants to admit, including many establishment Republicans. Okay, mail-in balloting is not allowed in any other major country in the world but the United States. Every other major country in the world has voter ID. They not only have voter ID, they make you hand in a photo issued by government along with a thumbprint to prove it's you. And we allow no voter ID in Nevada, and mail-in balloting and ballot drop boxes and ballot harvesting, and then we allow you to count for days. And they would say, well, Wayne's wrong because Lombardo won and Stavros won. And what I say to that, Michael, is that they try to cheat in every single race. They just don't always succeed in every race. So they manage to count for days with what I believe are fake mail-in ballots, and they took Adam Laxalt down, but they didn't manage to get Lombardo or Stavros. They would have liked to. That doesn't prove that cheating didn't happen. These elections are being stolen with mail-in balloting, no voter ID, no signature match, and we got to fight it, or we got to get better at doing it ourselves, Michael. That would be my other recipe. We better do mail-in balloting and be better than the Democrats at it. That's all I could say.
You know what? We want your listeners to get involved if they want to help out. They want to be involved in the legislature. They want to help harvest ballots next time. Get involved. Go to www.NevadaGOP.org. Nevada spelled out, GOP.org. Sign up. We'll put you on a list wherever you can fit in. That's what it's about, Wayne. I mean, you got one of the best followings. They're loyal.
Hey, Michael, I'm going to cut you off because we're running to a break. Can you stay for a minute and come out on the other side? I'd like to talk to you a little bit more.
Absolutely.
All right,
absolutely.
Don't go anywhere. We're back with Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, RootForAmerica.com. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root for Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 30 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, taking 7 companies public and raising hundreds of millions of dollars for great American companies. In 2003, Kip founded the VRA, his global investment and economic newsletter. His top performing recommendations have beaten the market 16 out of 19 years. I've known Kip for more than 20 years, and I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He's the Nostradamus of the stock market. Let Kip prove to you how his VRA system works. Exclusively for my fans, Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. You'll get his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free as well. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Get your free 2-week membership at VRAinsider.com, the place where patriots go for their investment advice. Is it time that you became the smart money and learned how to crush the markets? Join now at VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com. President Trump said we're going to replace Obamacare with tax credits and enlarged HSAs. This is Wayne Allyn Root, the only radio host to support President Trump's MSA in Medicare. Governor DeSantis and the Freedom Caucus stopped Obamacare's repeal in 2017. DeSantis doesn't support Trump's MSA in Medicare. Medicare.gov isn't reporting that Medicare HMOs pay nothing out of network. Trump MSA seniors can use the hospitals of their choice. It's the law. Plus, Trump MSA couples get up to $6,000 in their MSA accounts at the bank on January 1st, 2023. And many save thousands more because they have no need for Medicare supplements anymore. Pray Herschel Walker, Joel Osteen, and John Hagee inform seniors to take the Medicare money by December 7th. Up to $6,000 per couple at TrumpMSA.com. Brought to you by Griner Insurance. It's time for your MSA. TrumpMSA.com. That's TrumpMSA.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Nevada Corporate Headquarters. If you're a business owner, real estate investor, or someone who has assets to protect, then I have an exciting free offer for you. Did you know that not all states are created equal? Some states have laws that make it easy to sue and take away your personal assets. But there is one state that protects you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity, Nevada. Nevada is where I live and choose to do business. Nevada is a tax-free, safe place to park your money. It's offshore asset protection right here in the USA. No matter where you live, a Nevada LLC can work for you. Today, my friends at Nevada Corporate Headquarters are giving away free copies of their book, The Nevada Edge. This book is packed with information and strategies to protect your assets and keep you safe from lawsuits. Visit NevadaWar.com for your free book. That's NevadaWar.com. Nevada Corporate Headquarters has helped tens of thousands of Americans and can help you too. Go to NevadaWar.com. NevadaWar.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
If you...
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Roots on Fire. I wanted to mention the sponsor of the segment of the show, and I told you about my little time with the flu last night. Literally, it was like a 6-hour flu. I woke up feeling fabulous, and I have nothing now. I'm 100% healthy. It's because of my vitamins. I took mega doses last night, and I feel absolutely fantastic. I'm going out to dinner with Cindy tonight. I figured I'd be down for a week the way I felt last night. Fever, coughing, chills. I mean, I was just feeling misery, and everybody saw it because it was on my TV show, my Lindell TV show. The last 10-minute segment, I couldn't stop coughing. I've never done that on TV before. And then I got even sicker when I got off the air. I woke up feeling fantastic because I mega dosed out with vitamins last night. And this is what nobody wants you to know about. The government doesn't want you to know. The CDC doesn't want you to know. The AMA doesn't want you to know. The FDA doesn't want you to know. They all hate vitamins. And it seems like they want you sick. It really does. Global Healing is the sponsor of this show. And vitamins have been the foundation of my energy and my vitality and my perfect health for decades. That was the second time that I've been sick in 25 years, and they both lasted one 48 hours and the other less than 24 hours. Global Healing is a vitamin company founded in 1998 by Dr. Edward Group. He was one of President Trump's health advisors during Trump's first term. Global Healing has all the crucial vitamins you need for boosting your immune system, including vitamin C, D3, zinc, and quercetin, the big four for your immune system, all made in the USA, and all of them have liquid versions if you don't like pills. But their number one best-selling product, one of a kind, it's called Oxy Powder. Dr. Krupp reports that all disease begins in the gut. Oxy Powder uses the power of oxygen to gently cleanse your gut of toxins. Cleanse your gut, change your life. And right now, you get a 15% discount just for my fans of all the vitamins and nutritional supplements at Global Healing. But included in that is Oxy Powder, 15% off for everything, plus Dr. Group's Emergency Immune Strengthening Guide for free, plus a 100% one-year money-back guarantee. This stuff works where they give you 100% of your money back a year from now or whenever you want it. But they'll even let you come back a year from now and get your money back. That's how confident the art works. GlobalHealing.com/war. That's the site you got to go to get the 15% off and the one-year guarantee. GlobalHealing.com/war. GlobalHealing.com/war. All right, Michael McDonald's back with us, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. Hey, Michael, do you intend to be chairman of the Nevada GOP through the 2024 election? What's your future hold?
Yeah, no, I'm definitely. I was asked, the support that we've received over the last several days, over the last week, has been phenomenal. People realize that the relationship I have with Governor-elect Lombardo, Lieutenant Governor Starvis Anthony, Donald Trump, the national chairwoman, the support we have nationally is strong. I mean, they're friends of yours. We talk about when I'm back in D.C. We wouldn't have that concentration in Nevada if we didn't have relationships. But more importantly, the support of the grassroots, the people that are listening to your show, I can't thank you enough. We got thousands of emails that came in. It's overwhelming because people do realize that Nevada was a shining spot in the nation. We did not have a good night. And I think you predicted that when we were talking early on in the election night. But to see where Nevada came out, that we were the only state to flip a governor's mansion, that's amazing.
So what did you learn from this election cycle to help improve Republican chances of winning more races 2 years from now in 2024, Michael?
Well, I think you look at the ballot harvesting. That's a major thing. They changed the rules on us, how bad it's going to be. We took a strong page from what took in the past. We tried to hit it early on. But also selected how many of the voters bought off on the Roe versus Wade lie, which was disgusting. So many of the commercials that attacked our candidates were unbelievable. I've never seen such vile commercials, turncoats that we saw with Amy and Danny Tarkanian and the rest of the fun bunch, that they just turned on each other. But the people bought the lie that in Nevada we were going to overturn Roe versus Wade, and they wouldn't listen. You can't do it with a governor. You can't do it with any elected official. You sure the hell can't do it with a secretary of state. Those are lies that were put out. Say Seagal shot it. No, you can't overturn it. It was voted on by the people. The people spoke. The only way to turn it is put it back on the ballot and vote. But they wouldn't listen. And across the nation, see what happened. Everybody bought off on Roe versus Wade. It was a sad message. The Democrats sold the lie. People bought it. And we're all going to suffer for it now. I mean, I went to the grocery store today, and I can tell you, I can't buy what I used to buy.
No, it's going to get worse. As Trump said in his announcement for president again the other night, that in the next 2 years, the economy is going to get worse and worse. The country is going to get worse and worse. The border is going to get worse and worse. And people who still didn't quite understand what was happening in the midterm election are going to understand it really well. Sadly, tragically, they're going to really understand it 2 years from now. Listen, I'm a Trump guy. I love DeSantis. He's a great guy. But in the end, it's got to be Trump again. That's the reason they want to indict him. That's the reason they have a special counsel. That's the reason everybody's against them. The GOP establishment, the Democrat establishment, the media, everybody's against Trump. And I think it's because one reason, they know he's the one guy that really can beat them and save the middle class. I hope you'll be on my team. We're both Trump guys. Yeah?
Absolutely, my friend. I'll go to war with you any day.
All right, Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, my last guest for the week, fittingly, good guy to end the week. Thank you, Michael. God bless you, man.
God bless you. God bless your listeners, Wayne.
Let's grab a dinner soon, you and I. We'll grab a dinner in the next couple weeks, okay?
Well, thank you. Stay out of city.
You got it. All right, Michael McDonald, the Nevada GOP chair. I wanted everybody in the country to hear some of the things we go through here in Nevada. You know, we had a lot of problems, but we also had some victories, some unexpected victories, as you heard, some unusual big wins that the rest of the country did not achieve. And so we keep fighting relentlessly, always fight relentlessly against these socialist, Marxist, communist, globalist thugs that are trying to destroy our country and our middle class. I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Have a great weekend. See you on Monday.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.